Peace, love, and light, family. It's your girl, Dana the Holistic Goddess, and you are now tuned into Centered in Truth, a podcast giving you the real, raw, and honest. Here we are, home of a comedic state of mind, holistic health and wellness, culture, and community building. Centered in Truth brings you real, raw perspectives, centering around our own personal truths as we travel down the rabbit hole of spiritual enlightenment and self-discovery. Discussions are as listed, but are not limited to. There's nothing off limits here. In love and light, we do not intend to offend, but strive and hope to inspire and ignite your light to know thyself, heal thyself, and love thyself. Peace, love, and light, family. It is your girl, Dana, the Holistic Goddess, and you are back, tuned in to another episode of Centered in Truth. I'm excited today. I'm at work, so excuse, again, the background noise. I seem to always be recording here, but like I tell y'all, my baby won't let me be great at home. So I find that I have a little bit more quiet time to be able to record and gather my thoughts and be able to translate them when I'm at work, because I'm in the booth doing temperature checks, because y'all know this air quote pandemic is amongst us. So they say. So yeah, y'all know how that goes. So today, I'm just really just on my heart is I've been talking about comedic spirituality. I love our comedic ancestors. I don't even know where to start. I was just talking to myself about it, and I was like, dang, this would be a really good episode to talk. Like, this would be really good content to put on a episode for the podcast. So I'm currently reading, I'm still studying Comedic Diet by Muwatta Ashby, aka my spiritual teacher, said by my Muwatta Ashby. Shout out to you. And thank you for all that you do, all the knowledge, all the work, the effort, the dedication, and time that you put into the work. It's very appreciated. So I'm still studying Comedic Diet. Slowly but surely. I ain't rushing, because that's not a work that you can rush through. I feel like if you are really striving to seek knowledge and truth. So I'm still reading that one, but I have another book by Muwatta Ashby, and for the record, if I have an Egyptian or a comedic what do I call it, if I have a book that is talking about comedic spirituality, 9 times out of 10, the author is always going to be Muwatta Ashby. Okay, I'm just throwing that out there. And if you read his books, then you will know why. Because he doesn't teach or speak from a place of ego. It's from a place of true, genuine understanding and teaching. So if you are seeking a real, legitimate spiritual teacher, I would highly, 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 without a doubt, recommend Muwatta Ashby. Okay, so I'm reading, studying one of his books called Initiation into Egyptian Yoga and Natarian Spirituality Workbook for a Beginner and Advancing Aspirants. And I'm just going to let y'all know, this episode is kind of going to be me talking about what I've discovered this far of as it pertains to Egyptian spirituality. I love them so much. Everything in the culture of Kemet makes so much sense. It just resonates so much from the concept of Mayat. And when you pass over, you have to walk down the Hall of Judgment. I think it's like the Hall of Judgment. You walk down and then you go through the doors. And in order to see if you are going to reincarnate or if you are going to be one with the divine and up there with the gods and the goddesses, the way that is determined, and sorry about if it sounds weird with the pausing and stuff, because some people have to come get their temperature checked, so I pause it because having all the background noise and all that stuff, like, that's aggravating. But the way that is determined is if when you go to the hall and you have to meet Mayat, you are to weigh your heart on the scales, because Mayat represents balance. She represents order, justice, And you, she, so she's the scales. So you put your heart on the scale, and it's weighed with a feather. If your heart is as light as a feather, then you've been living right, and you've been living righteously. But if your heart is heavier than the feather, then that means that you haven't been living right. You haven't been living accordingly, and it ain't good for you. Okay, and most people may think that that concept is crazy, but I mean, in Christianity, you all believe that there's a heaven and a hell, heaven and a hell. But to me, in my perspective, I feel like you create your heaven or your hell, and by what you do, your actions here. If you live every day, you know, being kind to others, living with good intent, being disciplined, and just being a good person, then those, you're gonna have good Ari. And if you don't know what Ari is a comedic term for karma. And so depending on if you have good Ari or bad Ari depends upon one's actions. And so those actions, such as like I just stated, if you're negative, if you're just mean to people for no reason, if you just go around just being toxic and bad to people just because I guess there's something within you that's not sitting right, and so you cast that out upon other people and you just spread a lot of negativity, then you're gonna have bad Ari because that's gonna come back to you. But if you're kind to people and you do right by others, then you're putting out good Ari, and so good Ari will come back to you. And I'm no expert on comedic spirituality. I'm learning about all of this because when I first came into an awakening, my spiritual awakening, and I talked about this on the podcast, explaining my spiritual awakening a little bit. When I first came into this, there were a lot of different groups, like the Hebrew Israelites and the Christians and the Catholics, and then you have who else, like the Pan Africans, and you had all these different groups, and then you had the Hotep, which Hotep is a Kemetic term for peace, or and it also can be abiding. Is it abiding peace? I know it's peace. You had all these different groups, and I would acknowledge them by striving to see what they were about, but I didn't necessarily take towards one particular group because I wasn't sure who was right, because everybody's saying we're right, we're right. But I went off and found my own path and found what resonated with me. And amongst every other religion and every other non-religious ways, I guess, whatever that means, or non-religious cultures and religious cultures, I find that everything has been inspired by Kemet. Everything. Even if you take a look at the medical symbol, like for instance, I think it's Blue Cross Blue Shield, where they have, if you look at it, it's like a staff and it's like the two snakes going up the staff. That's in Kemetic. If you look back in I'm trying to find another name for it. The Kemetic, in Kemetic culture, there it is. There, it's called the Caduceus, and it was a symbol for health, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just striving to recall what I remember, y'all. Don't quote me, because I'm pretty accurate. Maybe a little stuff, I may be a little off, but I'm spot on. But yeah, the Caduceus. Also, there, like the Romans and the Greeks, all went to Egypt, went to Kemet. And also, if I say Kemet, Kemet is what is now today called Egypt. Okay. And so instead of them being called the Egyptians, they are called Kemetans. And so every, like the Romans and the Greeks all went to Egypt to study. And once they got their information, they went off and kind of took things to their own by changing the names of the Kemetic gods and goddesses to Roman names and then Greek names, or was it Greek first and then Roman? Whatever. The Greeks and the Romans and every other people after that took inspiration from Egypt. Even on the dollar bill or the money that we all use today, there's a pyramid on it, and there's an eye. The all-seeing, the all-knowing. That is the divine. So the following, to be an aspirant, what I was saying earlier, I think, to be an aspirant and why I'm studying is because it's home for me. It all makes sense. And so being an aspirant or being a sage is natural for me. I was already doing this without even knowing what an aspirant or a sage was. I didn't know what any of that stuff was until I started to read into Egyptian spirituality. And you'll hear me interchange those words a lot between Neterianism, which is the following of the Neter. I'm about to get deep, y'all. The following of the Neter. The Neter is the divine, which some of you will call God or Allah or the Most High. And also another name for the divine is called, I'm going to butcher it, but it's like, hold on, let me flip through my book because it's right here. It's like Neberdiger. It's spelled Neberdiger, which is another name for the divine, which that name, Neberdiger, means the all-encompassing divinity. So in Kemetic spirituality, there is the Neter, which translates into the Neberger, which is the all-encompassing divinity. Y'all, don't get lost. Don't get lost. Just listen close, okay? That is God, the divine. Then there are the Neteru, which Neteru means gods and goddesses, which in that category you would put Maat, Ra, Dahuti, who else? Heru. You would put those gods and goddesses because they are manifestations of the Neter, which is God. Because God is all encompassing. God is neither he nor she. God is all. It's everything. And we all connect back to one source. One divine source. And so basically the following of Neterianism, which is the following of Kemetic spirituality, the point of that is to lead you to experience and to know that one source, to understand that you are connected to that one source. And by doing that, you act accordingly to the laws and the ways of the Neter by being righteous, being kind, having discipline, like meditation. You have to listen to the teachings by filling your ears with knowledge and wisdom. Another aspect is being surrounded by enlightened beings, fasting from talking, reflecting and meditating. So you listen, you reflect, and you meditate upon the teachings. Because the teachings are like scriptures. Like there's this thing called hold on y'all, gotta look at it. It's basically what is looked at as what they call the Book of the Dead, but that's not the real name for it. The real name is called the Coming into Light, because you are coming into light, you are coming into truth. So it's nothing dead about it. But the correct name for that book is called, I gotta look at it so I won't butcher it. Oh, you know what? Let me go back here. Cause I was reading about it yesterday. And that's the easiest way to find it. I'm coming, y'all. Okay, here we go. It is called, and I'm still learning to pronounce the names, because they didn't use vowels. So like Neter it's either spelled N-E-T-E-R if you use the vowels, but if you don't use vowels and how it was spelled back then, it's N-T-R. So it's spelled Netter. I mean, you still have the vowels there, but they just didn't write with the vowels. So in it, it was called that book that I'm talking about. Where is it? Dang, and they don't even have it written. They just have written, it's called Books of Coming Forth by Day. Coming Forth by Day, or it's called Coming Into Light. But it's called like, it's spelled like P-E-R, then it's a M, then it's like H. Hold on. Y'all, I really want to find this, and then I hate the fact that I'm on here on the podcast, and I know y'all like, okay, get back to it, girl. Just come back around to it. But it's important that I tell y'all about it. But anyways, just look it up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you type in the Coming Into Light, or what did I say? The other one, or just type in the Book of the Dead. And if you look up the Kemetic word for it, then y'all see what I'm talking about. It starts with a P. But that's like the scriptures. That's like what the Bible is, so-called, is. But that's the real Bible. That's the true words of the Netter. And so when you really walk this path of spiritual enlightenment, you begin to learn all these different things. Because when I first came into Kemetic spirituality, well, still, I'm talking like I've been into it like for so long, but I started heavily last year when I started reading Kemetic Diet. It's almost been a year since I've been studying this book, and it's been excellent. Like, I reference it all the time. I carry it with me everywhere. But when coming into it, it was so freaking confusing, y'all, because there's so many terms. Like, as you can see from just me talking on this podcast right now, you'll see that I've said so many different things. And each of those different things break down into something else. And then those different things break down into something else. But that's the beauty of the mystery system. And see, I just went into, it's the rabbit hole for real. Like, every time you say something, you go into a next level. But this is called the mystery system for a reason, because people who don't study it and don't walk it, don't live it, don't know about it, you're not going to understand it. You have to embody it in order to really understand the true meaning of what life is, the true purpose of what life is. And in Kemetic spirituality, their theory or their belief is that our purpose is for humans, man and woman, to become godlike. Because we're on a realm where it's limited. But walking into the path of Kemetic spirituality allows you to understand limitations as a human and to exceed those limitations of this time and space that we live in, to reach things beyond time and space. And that may be deep for a lot of people. A lot of people may be spooked out by that. But I mean, the truth is the truth. And whether or not you take heed or you believe what I'm saying, I mean, that's not going to stop the truth from being the truth, right? It may be a mystery to some, but once you begin to understand, then it's not a mystery anymore. Because you've unlocked the keys to the door. And that's the beauty of it. I don't know. I just love the fact that it's like coded, and you have to really dig deep to decode it. I love that. I love it. So back to this mystery system. I'm about to take y'all to another. We about to go deeper in this rabbit hole, right? Okay. So I said mystery system, right? In Kemetic spirituality, The correct term for the mystery system translates into Shatat Neter. Shatat means secret. Neter means, remember we said earlier, Neter means divine. In this case, as it pertains to Shatat Neter, it means, Neter means divinity. So Shatat Neter means secret divinity. So you are discovering the secrets of the divine, the nature. You're discovering the nature of the divine. And it's a secret because you have to understand it. Nobody can, it's not just like, I mean, anybody can discover because we all come from that source. So it's the powers and the possibilities are there for you. It's not, no one is taking it away from you. It's all about if you are seeking it, if you want to seek it, then you'll be able to know if you really put in the work and you do the disciplines, you do the studying and you just do the work. It's open to everybody. Then there's the concept of your higher and your lower self. So y'all know how you might have seen on movies where you have the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder, and you have the angel telling you, you know, that's not the right thing to do, don't do that, you know the consequences that you're gonna suffer. And then you have the devil on the other hands in your ear like, yeah, go ahead and do it, you know you want to. That person betrayed you. You deserve to do that. They are deserving of whatever is coming their way. You know what I mean? Okay, so in comedic spirituality, there is, okay, that so-called devil, you know, side of you that is Set. And then you have that angel side of you that is Heru. Reason being is because Set and Heru were brothers. And I guess Set was just you know, just negative, just evil. And I'ma make a long story short. He ended up cutting up his brother's body. The pieces of his body that I think it was cut into 12 pieces. He dispersed them like all over. I guess like the land. And I believe it's Isis. I think her name also is Asar. Set and Asar. That might be the wrong story, y'all. That might be the wrong story. I think I'm mixing up two different stories, because there's like, I think like Asar, Set, Isis, because I'm still learning. But I do know that Set and Heru, we not gonna tell a story, because I know that with that one story, whoever got chopped up into 12 pieces, I know that happened. The wife of that person, which I want to say that was Heru's wife, went, or maybe that was Asar. Maybe that was Asar and Set, because Isis, her, she got another name for her, I can't think of it right now, but she went and got like put her baby, her husband back together, went and found all 12 of the body pieces and gave him a proper burial, and he came back in spirit and impregnated her. And I think that's how Heru was born, which is the higher self, because even though, you know, in spirit he was gone, like he rose above, and you know, Set was trying to take over because he killed his brother, but you know, Heru's spirit still lives strong, or Asar, whoever. Like I said, y'all, I'm still striving to learn. Now I don't want to get my book, because I'm just going off of what I know and what I learned. But anyways, there's your higher and your lower self. And in comedic spirituality, Heru represents your higher self and Set represents your lower self. And if you take a look into the story, you will understand why that concept is the way that it is. Also along the lines with living righteously and acting righteously, I don't think I mentioned earlier, which I meant to, you have to eat right. You have to eat high vibrational foods that are going to have you think mentally clear, that are going to benefit your body, benefit your mind, benefit your soul, to be able to also advance spiritually and understand the teachings, the ways to be able to connect to the source. I feel like you may be able to connect to some of the source through eating bad foods, but I don't think that's gonna last too long. I feel like to get the full effect, you have to eat clean, you have to eat raw, you have to eat of the highest vibrational foods and the highest quality of food, because your body is the temple. Your body is a temple. Your God is inside of the temple. You are a part of the all-encompassing divinity. You are a part of God. We all come from that source. So if you are fueling your body with poisonous, toxic foods, then you are unclean on the inside, and God don't like uncleanliness. That's like considered a so-called sin if you're into Christianity. So you have to eat clean, think clean, live clean, to be able to connect with the source. If you want that true connection with the source, and the purpose for having a true connection with the source is because that is where all the answers are. That's your true essence, your true self. We are clouded with ego. We are clouded with a lot of illusion and what are about distractions. And so a lot of times we think we may know something, and we think we may be aware of something, but really we are not. Because God is consciousness. And if you are not conscious, then you are ignorant. And in Kemetic spirituality, ignorance, the term or the word for ignorance in Kemetic spirituality is Kem. K-E-M-N. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Kem. Which means ignorance. And ignorance is a disease. It's a disease of the mind. When you are ignorant, you are blind. When you are ignorant, you fall into traps. When you are ignorant, you lack. Ignorance is not seen as something that you want to be a part of. You want to be knowledgeable, so that you are powerful and that you are mighty. Because when you are ignorant, you are weak. You are low. You are easily persuaded. You will trap yourself. You will harm yourself, and you will harm others because you are ignorant. And that's what I've been learning so far, y'all. I just really love Kemetic spirituality. Nobody had to tell me to get on this. Nobody had to persuade me. It's just what resonates. Everything makes sense. They were a civilization of people who had a spiritual system, an economy, a love, a society of thriving, highly intelligent people that did this for thousands of years. And in history, this is the only civilization, the only people that have been recorded to have something like they had. The only people. And that alone says so much. That alone says so much. So when I represent hard. Not because it's cool. Not because it's different and I'm striving to be different. No, I resonate with it. It makes sense. The answers that I've been seeking inside, but maybe not had the words to say I was seeking, are all being revealed to me. Because all I wanted to know was the truth. I didn't care what the truth was, whether it was ugly or whether it was pretty. I wanted the truth. And I found it. And I'm happy, I'm thankful, and I'm glad that I'm able to share that with other people. I'm glad that I get to share it with myself. I'm glad that I get to share it with my child. I'm very thankful. So I hope today was very enlightening for you all. I hope you could learn something and take something away from today's episode. So peace, love, and light, family. It is your girl, Dana the Holistic Goddess, checking out. I don't have my ending intro about, you know, let me just freestyle. Do not compare. Do not compare. Comparison is an illusion. You are uniquely you for a reason. There's no reason to hate anybody else or, you know, feel like you're inadequate or you're not enough or you lack because someone may be showing qualities that you may feel inside that you do not have. It's all about you tapping in and learning to embrace your uniqueness, finding out who you are, your essence, because everybody has a purpose here. Everybody has a path that they are meant to take here. And in order to understand that, you have to look within. You can't find those answers in anybody else. I mean, you'll find inspiration in other people. That's cool and dandy. But to be able to find what it is that you are supposed to do and to get your answers to be able to satisfy your soul, you have to seek within. So embrace yourself. Embrace yourself. For you are uniquely you. And even though we all come from that one true divine source, we all have a uniqueness about us. And that uniqueness manifests in us. And it's showing how unique the divine is. Because, like, again, go back to saying, we all come from that one source. So it's beautiful, y'all. Nature, the trees, the sun, the moon. Without up, I mean, if you got up, you got down. If you got left, you got right. If you got in, you got out. If you got above, you got below. Balance. That's order. Just like the trees, when you plant a seed, there's a process that it has to go through. From, you know, grounding its roots in the soil, to coming out into the ground, to blooming into whatever it is that you planted or whatever it is supposed to be. That is order. That is balance. If we did not have fruits and vegetables, and all we had was man-made, y'all see how we acting off of man-made foods, genetically modified foods, tampered foods. Y'all see how we acting off of that. So if we didn't have fruits and vegetables, there would be no balance. If all we had was light and no day, that's not balance. So everything here is with purpose. And some things are just is what it is. And it's up to you to seek that truth. All right? So peace, love, and light, family.